The next topic was a trial comparing the so-called TC regimen, docetaxel cyclophosphamide, with AC. This study was reported by Steve Jones in U.S. Oncology at the 2005 San Antonio meeting and subsequently published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. The majority of the faculty believes that TC is more efficacious and associated with fewer risks compared to AC, and Dr. Rowan Chablowski began the discussion.
I like the regimen, and we've adopted that as our low-risk regimen. I think the things we've been discussing is what's the future of anthracyclines and the whole context and withdrawal of therapy that Paul mentioned both fit in, to my understanding. I mean, I would, in terms of long-term risk, I would be willing to swap docetaxel for anthracycline. So I like the regimen. I think it's one trial, but it has a nice difference, and the regimen is relatively easy to give. I think the nausea and vomiting make a big difference.
I think there's been a fair amount of inertia responding to these data because they've been out more than a year now. And in our patterns of care studies, we're seeing a little bit of a shift towards it. Certainly nothing major. When I talk to clinical investigators, a lot of people continuing to use AC. And yet both oncologists in practice as well as you all, when we asked you to compare, bottom line, what your impression is, most of you said that you think TC has greater anti-tumor effect. In terms of tolerability, you all rate it equally. Short and long-term risk of complications, you favor TC. Kathy?
I just comment that in my environment, we write all sorts of guidelines, but the interpretation of the people who pay for the drugs is, for example, up until recently, you've got CEF. It's as good a regimen as anything that's out there. You can't prove to us that TAC's better than that or that dose-dense AC Taxol's better than that. Now, you can agree with that or not agree with it, but they've got a point because there aren't direct comparisons. And so they will always back off from paying for something where the cost is more. And their argument would be, well, why use TC? You could use CEF or...
But CEF's more toxic than TC.
Well, yes. And what you'll see changing, I mean, I don't know if you've been away from Ontario long enough yet, but what we're seeing change is that they used to pay for something that was as good and much less toxic. Now they'll only pay for something that's better. It's fundamentally the barriers, the hurdles are getting harder to leap. And you have to really be in there with very tight data out of randomized comparisons before they'll replace something that's cheaper with something that, you know, if it costs 5 cents, we might all be using more.
Joe, how do you approach the choice of chemotherapy if you're going to use chemotherapy in a lower risk patient, node negative, for example?
Well, I think that this is a very important study. I mean, it's a clearly positive study. It's one that I think took a lot of us by surprise. And it goes against our bias as medical oncologists in terms of our bias would have been that Adriamycin is an effective drug and that if we were going to substitute one drug for another, we would have substituted Taxotere for the cyclophosphamide. And that's exactly what we did in ECOG, and it turned out to be a clearly negative study. I think what's nice about this study is the fact that it's not, first of all, the treatment effect is nearly identical to the treatment effect seen in 9344 with adding 4 cycles of Taxol, but it's not confounded by the duration issue. And secondly, it takes out of the regimen a drug that we're all concerned about with regard to long-term toxicity.